Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You are listening to the RBN Network. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why? Because we're a republic, not a democracy. In a democracy, the mob rules. In a republic, the rights of the individual are sacrosanct and supreme above all else. Better that 1,000 guilty people go free than one innocent man like Tom LaGuevara or Cliven Bundy go to prison. I'd like to read one brief protocol from the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, because this seemed to be very appropriate. Short paragraph. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage, by regulations of life in common, and all sorts of other quirks, in all which the goyim understand nothing. The goyim is us, the non-Zionists. In all which the goyim understand nothing belongs likewise to the specialists of our administrative brain, reared on analysis, observation, on delicacies of fine calculation. In this species of skill, we have no rivals any more than we have either in the drawing up of political plans of political actions and solidarity. In this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization, while we ourselves are all the while have kept our secret organization in the shade. However, it is probably all the same to the world who is its sovereign lord, whether the head of Catholicism or our despot of the blood of Zion. But to us, the chosen people, it is very far from being a matter of indifference. I'll break that down another time, but that thought that was it. It's written kind of in a complex fashion. They're bringing in a lot of, but it was interesting how they compared themselves to the Jesuits there. And I would say at this point in the New World Order's plan, the Jesuits, and because these protocols of Zion were written long ago, and at this point it's my take and my opinion that the Jesuits and the Zionists are acting in a unified fashion, that the global tyranny is a unified force. There's very little disagreement in the inner worlds of the banking establishment at the Rothschild, Vatican Bank, Bank of England level, Committee of 300 level. I think they're all on the same page, and they realize that it's sink or swim for the New World Order and the global government, so they're going balls to the wall, trying to initiate World War III so people will give up on the idea of nations and submit and succumb to the idea and embrace it lovingly, the idea of a one-world government, which we know will lead and facilitate the Antichrist and the Antichrist system that the enemy is so longing for and so yearning for. And so, Lori, on this, Anthony Weiner is part of a very large pedophile network that's rampant throughout the corporate government, throughout the church. And while Anthony Weiner is being offered as a sacrificial lamb, so to speak, as a little crumb and a little bone to throw to all us people out here who are waiting for some of these high-profile pedophiles to go to prison, thousands upon thousands of Catholic Pharisee priests are molesting children and never going up on charges, never going to court. They settle with their victims out of court and sign non-disclosure agreements so the victims and the victim's family can't talk about how the priest and the priesthood has severely molested them to the point of horror. So then what? The priests are shuffled off to another diocese to continue their atrocities and commit the same criminal actions against the young without ever facing the penalty that they so justly deserve. And so while Weiner's getting offered up, crucified for this, online interaction with a 15-year-old, there are thousands and thousands of Catholic priests doing far worse, literally, and not over online or over the telephone, not literally physical contact, physical abuse, direct molestation, and you never hear about it because the church is being protected by our corporate government. This is what the vicar generals are in place for in every diocese, to manage the pedophile network, to manage the Sestu Trust under the Sesta Cavi Act of 1666, where they've declared everybody dead unless you can come forward and claim that you're alive. And they, obviously, when you're born, your birth certificate is a trust, and the Vatican Bank, along with Fidelity and a couple other players, manage your millions of multi-million dollar trust and never tell you that at age 20, 30, 40, you're worth $20, $30, $40 million. You're never going to see the money. And when you die, they cash in that stock certificate, that bond on your head, that insurance policy that they take out, that trust that you've been placed in, and cash you out. And all along, we're struggling to pay the electric bill and the phone bill, and they're basically turning all of us into a walking fiduciary instrument, combined with a conscript in their supposed military. And that's how we're being treated. Once again, we're kind of somewhere in between a walking bond and a military conscript, unwilling. And that's how the government, that's how the banking establishment, that's how the courts, that's how they look at us. They look at us as a walking monetary instrument that they can capitalize on in a number of different ways. So, Lori, I'll turn it back to you with that. And Gary, you can come on in at any time. Why don't we do this? Lori, can we take our caller first and see if he has anything to talk to you about? Why don't we go to Chance in West Virginia?
Oh, let me finish this real quick.
Sure.
Because this is only a little bit, and I've got something that I need to say about it. So what it says is, it said the lawyer called it stunning that Wiener, quote unquote, never realized he had a serious problem despite having thrown away his congressional career and a lead in the Democratic mayoral primary when the voters found out that he had continued the same conduct. In America, they say there are second acts, but there are no third acts, and after that, Anthony was finished, his lawyer said. And yet, even though his career had been ruined, he continued doing the same thing again and again. Left unmentioned was another scandal in which the Post last year revealed how Wiener sent a woman a lewd selfie that showed his son lying on the bed next to him, with Wiener clearly displaying a bulge in his underpants. Prosecutor Amanda Kramer argued that Wiener had a history that simply cannot be ignored and needed between 21 and 27 months in custody to fully pierce his denial and specifically deter the defendant from reoffending. Something more and different is required beyond personal and professional consequences, beyond the collateral consequences that he has faced before, beyond the scrutiny of the public, all of which have failed to sufficiently deter him in the past, Kramer said. So here's my opinion on this, and I'm getting ready to really probably make some people wonder. However, let me say this. What I'm getting ready to say, I'm speaking constitutionally. Okay. Not only am I speaking constitutionally, I'm going to speak on a parenting side as well. It is no secret that Anthony Wiener probably thought he could get by with everything he was getting by with because he was very closely connected to Clinton due to Huma Abedin, his wife. Nobody's under that illusion. Most people who are connected with Hillary Clinton get by with murder, literally, and no one seems to go to jail. However, I want to discuss what he is charged with, what he is found guilty of, and why I think it is bull. And that's why I figured, Eric, you're going to end up probably chiming in on this in a minute, and that's fine. However, look at it from a standpoint, constitutionally speaking, where does the government ever have the right to create a law telling someone who they can and cannot text? Now, I'm not just referring to Mr. Wiener. I'm also referring to the 15-year-old girl. Okay? No one that listens to this radio show or anybody who actually lives in the United States of America thinks that a 15-year-old girl at this point in time in the United States of America is innocent. No one made this girl get on Twitter or Skype with him and take her clothes off. No one held a gun to her head. Thus, the illusion that she is a victim in this rubs me the wrong way. Now, had he been caught raping somebody? Yes. but this is an internet thing both of them were engaged in. Now, once you create a law that's not constitutional in the first place, even if the guy is a scumbag, we have to stand up for what is right. That's the way it is. We have freedom of assembly. That 15-year-old girl has those same rights that the adults have. But here's the deeper question. Where were her parents? Where's the morality in teaching your child?
Exactly. Where are they? They're responsible. They're liable for her behavior until she's 21. Why are they not? I mean, the 15-year-old goes out and shoots. I mean, they are constantly holding the parents responsible. Why are they? That's a great point, Lori. Why are the parents?
My point is this. Okay, and I'm not talking about the parents being held responsible in a court of law. I'm talking about this boils right back down to morality, period.
Right.
If you're a parent who loves your child and cares about your child is not going to have enough ample time on quote-unquote social media to be sexting with anybody, much less a political person. Because I'm going to tell you, I volunteer and I help a lot of children. You know this, Eric. I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Right.
But I can assure you, the 15-year-old that I help does not have a social media account and will not have a social media account and would never even think about doing that stuff. But the reality is, what I'm attacking here, first of all, this junk about the government saying that you can't make that choice. Now, we're not talking about a 4-year-old here. We're talking about a 15-year-old. There's 15-year-olds that independently, now I'm not talking about the ones that are forced into it, so don't twist my words. There are 15-year-olds that walk that street and do things that adults don't do all the time. All the time. Who gave her the cell phone? Who gave her the access to the computer? Who's letting her do all this? Where are the parents in this? Why was it allowed to happen for such a long period of time and now they want to play victim? The girl was engaged in it through a computer. There is no man and no woman that can force you to do anything that you do not want to do. It's as simple as the click of a mouse. I don't think so. Click, block. That simple. So I'm not buying, even though personally, I know a lot of people are really happy to see that he's going to be going to jail, because we know what he's connected to. Okay? I personally would rather see him go to jail for the stuff that was a real crime, though. Because there is much more to this. And if they had the information, like what you were saying earlier, that he's linked to the pedophile ring, then why isn't he charged with that? Where's the facts on that? No, it's for sexting.
Well, Lori,
why isn't the girl being charged?
You know what you and I uncovered in upstate New York in the town of Webster.
I get that. I know. But what I'm saying, I'm talking about this specific case.
What we're talking about in Webster is real abuse. Why are not,
exactly.
And hundreds of pedophiles got arrested in California, but the court is sealing the record because it's such high-level members of local business, international business, the clergy, and they said the high-rank, this was in the words of the people who did the arresting, high-ranking, very high-ranking members of the clergy, as well as the government. Yeah, and what do you?
Why are they not being released? There's a lot that's been arrested, and there's a lot that have not. However,
why are their names? I want to know why they're. I mean, obviously, we know why their names are being protected, because they're very powerful people. But you watch; you're never going to see any real. Government, I mean, where is Sessions in all this? He's worried about locking up Clive and Bundy because the guy stood up for his cattle.
There's been arrests, Eric. I'll get that for a different night. But my thing is this, okay? And like I said, this may rub people the wrong way, but constitutionally speaking, the federal government nor the state governments have a right to tell people who they can and cannot associate with, nor they do they have a right to tell somebody, well, you're old, not old enough to sext, but you're old enough to go get an abortion through Planned Parenthood, honey. You're old enough to kill a baby, but you're not old enough to be sexted to. Now, I'm sorry. I don't like Anthony Weiner. I'm not taking up for him. I am taking up for everybody's unalienable rights right now. And it may not be popular, but it is what it is. No one forced her to strip naked and fondle herself while he watched on Skype. Nobody. He may have talked to her all nice and sweet. She knew what was going on. She was not a special needs child. She was a 15-year-old, and we know how 15-year-olds are. We've all been there.
This is a Clay Chuzik. The corporate government and the district attorneys, they choose their cases very well. They're very careful. And this case in particular, it's they're stretching it. They're really stretching the limits of, you know, consent and this, and how far reach the government has into, you know, what two people do together. And like you said, this was not a physical contact. This was not a physical act. This is an online thing. And so they're stretching the power of the court and the power of the government into areas that it never was before, and it should never be now or in the future, because Weiner's a scumbag. He shouldn't be hitting on 15-year-old girls. We know all these things, number one, it's stretching the limits of government power and jurisdiction, and it's covering up, it's creating a distraction while the real high level pedophiles are being covered for by the very same people who claim to be doing the investigating and the arresting. I'll go back to my conversation with Ken Lanning of MissingKids.org. He was not interested in the evidence that Lori and I had of massive abuse on this young boy. He was interested in finding out who had the evidence so they could go after them and cover for the abusers, because most of these abusers are extremely high level. In the case of Webster, it went right into the judge, to DeSalvo, and Chief of Police Joe Rieger, and everybody else. It was extremely high-level, pervasive, and deep and wide, this pedophile network. And just to have Weiner getting, you know, put on the altar for his, you know, on this stretching the credibility, you know, of jurisdiction and power of government and where they have authority and where they do not. I mean, you know, once again, it's difficult. It's not easy to make the argument that they, you know, that this is a stretch, you know, because, well, what do you think he should be hitting on 15-year-old girls? No, I'll say it again. It's wrong. But what's worse? What's worse? What Weiner did, or the precedent that's being set by the witch's court and the attorneys for the power of government reaching anywhere and everywhere?
And on the same token, 15-year-old girls should not be hitting up grown men.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Thanks for joining us, folks. That's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're back, and I know we're talking about some uncomfortable issues tonight, but it has to be discussed. And I want to remind people that Mr. Ken Lanning of MissingKids.org, who told me he was not interested in helping an abused child, but he was interested in knowing who had the evidence so he could protect the abusers, he's the guy who's exclusively responsible for training the FBI recruits at Quantico in missing children issues. So do you see what's happening? You've got the biggest scumbags and dirtballs teaching the next generation of Federal Bureau of Idiots how to cover for the abusers and let the abuse continue. This wiener is 1 in 100,000 of very extremely high-profile pedophiles, and he's probably the only one you're going to see go down with this little dinky wimpy charge about sexting online. It's all absurd. Every time you see this, think about all the Pharisee priests who are really raping little children and then being protected by their cardinals and their archbishops and shuffled off to another diocese after a non-disclosure agreement and a big fat check for a couple of $100,000 to the victim and their family. Okay, that's the way they roll. So, and we're worried about North Korea? Are you kidding me? This is absurd. We got a cesspool in our own house, and until we right our own ship, it's going to sink. And we have no business pointing the finger at North Korea, which is, by the way, really nothing more than the 51st state of China. With that, we're going to get right over to Chance in West Virginia.
Pull the sty out of your own eye before you pull it out of someone else's, doesn't it, Eric?
There you go. With that, we're going to go to Chance in West Virginia. If you get Chance, hang tight. We'll get you enough time that you need to get your thoughts and comments out there. Chance in West Virginia, yes. How are you, buddy?
How are you? Firstly, Lori, I bet you're glad that hornet bit the dust, aren't you?
I am, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do anything because, you know, once they lose their stingers, they die.
They die, exactly.
So I had to laugh about that. I won the battle without even in.
Yes,
even trying.
You did.
That's the way God works, you know it?
Exactly. Eric, you mentioned that name, and that rang a bell, so I looked it. I don't know if you ever heard of that book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier.
Yes, I'm familiar with him and his work. Yeah, he seems to do pretty good work, yep.
Okay, would you mind mentioning that name, Ken Lanning? I have something to read to you real quick. It's a short paragraph concerning him.
Oh, cool.
Ready?
Let's do it. Go ahead. Sure.
Okay,
yep, go for it.
Okay, this is on page 213. It says, a recent convert from Satanism, Michael MacArthur, has given validated inside information about the FBI and the CIA programs which kidnap children in order to supply satanic rituals with sacrificial material. The names of the agents who spend their official government time kidnapping children for Satanism that Michael knows about are as follows. Now, we give six names, but one of them, it says Ken Lanning, FBI agent who abducts children for sacrifice. This is what this book says.
Oh, my God. And I'm really glad you helped confirm that because, you know, people need confirmation. They need to hear it from someplace else. They need to hear it from a researcher like Fritz Springmeier, who was in it and who wrote a book on it. And it was absolutely shocking to me that Ken Lanning, who trains the FBI agents at Quantico, was had no interest in helping the child. He said, "Sorry, there's nothing I'm going to do about that." But whoever's holding the evidence is going to be in trouble. Can you believe it?
This is what this book says now. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other names.
Name them.
Read them.
Okay, one is Chucky Mike Peters, FBI hitman in what is it, Division 5 of the FBI, involved with the Inslaw case. Nick O'Hara, FBI agent who abducts children for sacrifice. Linda Krieg, I believe it's pronounced, Satanist working for the FBI. Nick O'Hara, FBI hitman, Satanist, has, covered FBI child kidnappings by murder. And I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's K-E-P-E, Keeper. Keep Richardson, CIA agent, who abducts children for sacrifice.
And we're worried about North Korea.
And Sessions and Jeff Sessions, that communist pig, is worried about increasing the war against marijuana.
And you know what?
States that have legalized it. I mean, look what's going on, people.
For a president of a country to make that childish statement, I mean, after all, rockets invoke fear, right?
Right,
so there
exactly.
You have it. There you have it. And I wanted to make another comment.
Hold tight. Hey, Chance, stay right where you are. I want to hear your other comment after the bottom of the hour. Mm-hmm. We still have another 30 minutes left in this broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori and Gary. And Chris is back. He's to a quiet place now, so we may hear from Chris a little bit. Chris, chime in. We got Chance from West Virginia on the line. Call in 800-313-9443 and stay with us. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to get right back into it with Lori, and we got Chance in West Virginia, and we also, I think, got Chris back, and Gary, come in at any time you'd like to discuss any of this. We're talking about the hard topics here tonight, and, we have a lunatic in the presidency who the enemy knew that Donald Trump was going to play ball. They knew they were going to manipulate him and be able to, because he's a corporatist. Donald Trump is a corporatist. First and foremost, he's a businessman. The last thing we needed in this at this point in history was a business person running the government to try to resurrect the republic and put us back on a constitutional footing. The last thing you want is a CEO. You want a real public servant. You want someone like a Ron Paul or somebody who is just really interested in doing the right thing and reducing the military-industrial complex, ending the Federal Reserve private bankers printing our currency and loaning it to the government at 6%. So we could be perpetually in debt.
Like me.
We're supposed to print our own currency, hello. And so, and right now we have nothing but the FBI and the Department of Homeland Gestapo, which is the overlord of the FBI, running a giant pedophile protection network. We haven't heard about one Catholic priest being busted. We haven't heard about any high members of the clergy. No major corporate individuals, no members of the royal family. I mean, we hear rumors and innuendo, and they even have more than rumors and innuendo. They have facts. They have victims that come forward and say they abused me. And what happens? Nothing. Why? Because we have gutless cowards in our law enforcement agencies that wanted to have the easy job of going out and jerking around with people who've done nothing, like Tom LaGuevara, sitting in the witch's prison for a year and a half on this absurd constructive possession charge. Because he was in someone else's hotel room that had a gun in the bathroom. And he's sitting on the bed watching CNN, getting an update on what he's reporting on, seeing what the prostitute media was saying, so he could do his reporting. And they come in and arrest him for constructive possession when he never touched a gun. Then nobody can prove that he did, and he hadn't conspired to do anything with it. So anyway, while the government and the FBI and the U.S. Marshals and all these Department of Homeland Gestapo and the CIA... and all these agencies are out going after, you know, people like Wiener and Tom LaGuevara and Clive and Bundy, who simply took his cattle back from the Bureau of Land Management, who stole his cattle. I mean, and he's sitting in prison for a year and a half, and the pedophile priest network is moving forward in perfect order without a glitch. And Wiener is the only man they're going to take down. And while Trump is talking bombastically about attacking North Korea, don't look at the Vickers and the Masons and the Pedophile Protection Network and the FBI and the CIA finders who kidnapped the kids. Look over to North Korea. What a perfect distraction, and they know exactly what buttons to push. And all the warmongers in this country who, if you can just get that dictator of Korea to talk enough trash, and you'll get a nation of American idiots to send the boys and girls off to die. And, of course, none of these people pimping the war are going to go off and pick up a gun and go to North Korea and fight it themselves. They're going to say, let's go trash them, and they're going to sit back and stuff a Twinkie or a hot dog or a whatever, a meal in their face, and watch the war on the idiot box TV, and while somebody else does the bleeding and the dying, and somehow think that that's going to further world security. Yeah, right.
Well, you know,
sure.
If they would do it like they did in the old days, back in the old days, you know, the leaders, and George Washington did it as well, was in battle himself.
It's called diplomacy.
He was in the battle himself. I think if you're willing to call for a war, you should be willing to be on the front line.
That, and exactly, and I'm always saying, hey, you know, whatever happened to diplomacy? They don't use the word anymore. Everything's foreign policy. You know what policy is? A bunch of corporate creeps come into office and say, here's what everybody's going to do because we told them they have to. It's like the legislation that comes out of the witches and attorneys in the state and federal legislature and Congress and state legislature and county legislatures. We're just going to come up with policy. We're just going to write stuff down on toilet paper and then hand it to the street Nazis and the state police, go round them up and bring them into the witches' court on these absurd victimless crimes. And so they have no standing, they have no jurisdiction, and once again, we're worried about with the nightmare of every single one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto is in place in this country right now. What business do we have going off to war with somebody else? We should be attacking our own communists and our own communism, and I'm not talking about Hillary and Podesta and Obama. Jeff Sessions is the biggest communist.
Well, I think it should be.
Attorney, where is he? He's perfect. He's doing his job perfectly. He's an offensive lineman who's blocking, so Hillary and Obama never have to go to prison. So they sacrifice a wiener here or a wiener there with a funny name that everybody's going to obsess over and say wiener's wiener is wienering. It's disgusting. Chris, are you there? What are you thinking? And then we'll go back to Chance.
Also have another caller as well, Eric.
All right, so let's do this. Quick comment from Chris, then back to Chance, and then our next caller. Chris, what's up, my friend?
All right. Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, whatever his iteration is, he's nothing but a Eurasian or Oriental version of Osama bin Laden, Tim Osman, or maybe Saddam Hussein. Now, every time they rattle their sabers over there, we send them a ton of money. We act like we're really scared, and of course, then the deep state, they split the money with him, and they take their cut and run. That keeps their operations going. They've been doing this for years and years, over and over, and the American people are so stupid, we never catch on. Mm-hmm. About like Wiener. Wiener is incurable. He is a Zionist Kabbalist.
Well, he's not incurable if he finds Jesus.
Well, I'm only going to say is, he is part of the tribe, the synagogue of Satan, and he's doing what they've been doing since the beginning of time, preying on children, anybody. You know, it's like so many women, so many at the time. You know, I used to play that game myself, you know, but at least they were over 18 and they were willing, and I didn't make anybody trick them into it, and I didn't abuse children.
Here's the thing, okay? No one forced the 15-year-old to get on there and tweet with him and Skype with him and fondle herself or anything else. No one held a gun to her head. I'm not buying this victim card of a 15-year-old when I know how 15-year-olds act.
I don't dispute your point of view at all, Lori. I think you're right on top of that. She's old enough to decide for herself. And where were her parents? I agree with that. Was a question. However, this piece of sicko has been anything that moves, he will prey upon. He has, whether it's weak, 80 blind, crippled, crazy, he don't care, he'll drag them. So that's Wiener's deal. So I'll let you have your other callers. Oh, incidentally, I got a terrorist phone call from Katrina Ross from the Public Defender's Office today claiming that although they told me because of the perversity and the criminality of having the adversary's daughter act like my pretended defender in this so-called grand jury proceeding, which is really a sham grand jury, where really judicial deception took place, and it was the whole gang of them throwing me under the bus. Now they claim that I've got to have an attorney, that she can't unrepresent me, although she said she couldn't represent me and the public defender's office couldn't represent me. So she called to terrorize me today, 2 days before I've been prepping for this trial for months, putting my exhibits and stuff together to show the criminality of this group. And they want to control me. They don't want me to be able to defend myself. They want to be able to throw me under the bus. They want to Feretta canvas me again and send me to another freaking damn...
Oh, you're better off with them, Chris. You're better off without them. Yeah, you're better off without them. Represent yourself. Insist on pro se, pro per.
I can't represent myself. I am myself, for Christ's sakes. We're using their words. We ain't going to represent ourselves. We are ourselves. We can only present our interests. We can't represent our interests.
That's a point well taken. Be yourself. But in the witch's lingo, I'm trying to speak in terms that, I mean, because to a certain degree, you have to speak to them in their own language.
That's the reason they want to control you, is that way they can manipulate you where they want you to be by controlling your words, trying to keep you from speaking by making that flipping lying, cheating attorney speak for you instead and keeping you quiet so you can't defend yourself.
Oh, exactly.
From the Marchosa, it's been the people who have to defend themselves.
And when you take the attorney, you're conceding that you're incapable of representing everybody out there. I mean, make your own decisions, people. But I'll tell you that
you're testifying you're an idiot when you take an attorney.
The people I've seen in the past recently who have done it on their own, so to speak, with the courtroom observers and filing their own documents, have fared better. And gotten a better deal, so to speak, in the long run. Often they drop the case. The people who took the attorneys got sold down the river, and they're either in prison or lost all their property. And so with that, we're going to go back to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, finish up what you were saying about your comments before the break.
Yeah, before I make my point, did you hear all those strange sounds during that commercial break?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what that was. It might have been one of our guests with a little background.
It sounded like five or six German shepherds barking is exactly what it sounded like. It was really weird. It was really weird.
Yeah, well.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Chance. Go ahead.
Like. All right. Getting back to that creepy couple, you know, that Aberdeen and Wiener, that just sounds like another one of those dysfunctional marriage of conveniences that D.C. is famous for, you know, and there's no way that you could tell me that she didn't know that this guy had a spontaneous occurrence to be a disgusting pervert, and she just found out. I mean, it doesn't make sense, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too weird. All right, folks, God bless and be well.
God bless you, too.
Chance.
Thank you for calling in, Chance. Next caller is Wes from Idaho. How are you doing, Wes?
Yes. Hello. What is it? Eric, Gary, and Lori?
Yes.
Nice to hear from
you,
Wes.
How are you doing?
First, I want to point out, thank you, Gary from Michigan, for pointing out that this is true Israel. I thought I was about the only one that was saying this, and maybe Rick Adams. There's a lot of people out there, callers and hosts on RBN that don't want to even tolerate that thought. Frank from North Carolina has been outspoken against it. Robert Raybould, Steph Miller has even been outspoken against it. So, once again, I appreciate very much Gary from Michigan pointing out the white race. We are the true house of Israel. Now, Eric, I agree with you. I listened to Daniel this morning about Korea, or North Korea, and Kim. Absurd that Daniel would be saying, when somebody comes in and shoots up your potted plants, what do you do but shoot them dead? Well, that's not what Kim has done. And we ought to really be apologetic to North Korea. I mean, what the blazes were we doing over there murdering them 60, 70 years ago? Same with Vietnam. We had no justification. It was really interesting. I heard Rince. He read the speech response of Kim to Trump in the United Nations speech, and Fetzer was a guest, and both Fetzer and Rince were saying, wow, this guy Kim of North Korea is no dolt. He's no idiot. I mean, it was a little bit confrontational. Yeah, it was a little bit cocky, but that's partly the Asian way. They're not going to back down, I don't believe, right to the end. They're not going to back down. And, hey, Daniel, out there and everybody else, if you cannot identify who the real enemy is, get the out of here. Israel is the one that attacked us years ago, June 67, the USS Liberty. They did the World Trade Center. They Pollard, they spy on us. The AIPAC is the most powerful lobby in Congress. So why don't you identify an enemy? If you cannot identify who the real enemy is, get the out of here. Another thing about Daniel, he doesn't treat Paul from New Jersey very well. I mean, all Paul was saying was, yeah, the CIA imports, brings in all these drugs, but you have to be responsible for yourself. That's his final words. I mean, Daniel at least gave him about 10 or 20 seconds to say, hey, we got to be responsible for ourselves. I agree. And in the last, I will say, at least Daniel kind of confronted Renee from North Carolina today. She was the one that was saying, oh, Colin Kaepernick, isn't he a great guy? We should really appreciate Colin Kaepernick. He is going to bring down entirely a sport in this country that has been very much an attraction.
Talking about football.
Involvement, you know, it has helped certainly bring out the men and men, but he is going to bring down the NFL and football. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay,
thank you. And I would like to say too, when you're discussing the Israel and the brothers and the different things, this is not about color, and I'm going to dispute that. Romans 9:3-9 states, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Who are the Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises? Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh of Christ came? Who is over all? God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And then in Mark chapter 3, who is your brother? Who is your sister? Is it the blood that makes it so, or something else? Mark chapter 3, 31 through 35 states, "There came then his brethren and mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, quote, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked around about on them which sat about them, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother."
Great
it is
point.
A unifying is, in the spirit. It is not about color.
Right. Blood is not necessarily family, and family is not necessarily blood. The blood are the people that you believe in with, and not necessarily, you may be at odds with your genetic family, so to speak. You know, you're actually people you are specifically genetically related to, and you may find great companionship and camaraderie and comfort in people who are not genetically related to you, but are related to you of the Holy Spirit.
That's
and
right.
Those are your best people, and that is what the remnant is. And the dictator of North Korea is not a maniac, and he's not suicidal, and he's not going to be attacking the United States unless China forces his hand and tells him he must. The New World Order is in a pickle. They're in a tough. They're between a rock and a hard place. They're desperate to start World War III, but they want. There's North Korea's not going to start it. China doesn't want to start it. Neither does Russia. They're going to talk enough trash and enough you know what to get stupid idiot American warmongers to pimp and promote World War III because of their love for Donald Caesar.
Well, you know, and the thing is this, it's simply this. It doesn't matter how much rhetoric any of them spew on our side or on their side, okay? It doesn't matter until they have directed a missile at us or until they've tried to come over and invade us.
Yep, they can't. They don't have the technology.
It's unconstitutional.
They don't have the power. They don't have the
distance.
Even if they do or don't,
doesn't matter.
The relevance is...
It's unconstitutional until they do, period. End of discussion on that one. And, you know, we've got invaders here who were brought in during the Obama presidency.
Our entire incorporated government is nothing but is usurpers and from top to bottom. I mean, until we clean out our own house, and this is a massive amount of cleaning and draining of the swamp, once again, the only thing Donald Trump did was drain the swamp and refill it with fresh feces. He's got six Goldman Sachs operatives in the Treasury Department of our government. Who do you think they're going to serve? They're going to serve their corporate handlers on Wall Street. Screw the people. Screw the patriots. Oh, and by the way, round those patriots up because they're the biggest threat. And along the way, let's go to a war with North Korea or Ukraine or Russia or try to get something going in Africa with the Chinese to distract the people from the tyranny and the atrocities being committed at home by our own corporate government.
Well, Eric, I'm going to tell you, on Wednesday I have some good news to report about some things that is about here in the United States of America and some whistleblowers that are blowing some whistles on some NYPD. But we do have a caller, so let's go ahead and take a caller because we only have a few minutes left of the show. Hi, Ken. How are you doing tonight?
Very good, thanks. Very good,
hey,
thank you. I, how you doing? Hi, Chris.
And well.
Hi, Gary. And I think what Laurie was hinting at earlier was the death by a thousand cuts. If that
yes.
little bee could...
That's right.
Did I win the prize?
Swarm.
Good.
You
a
did
swarm.
Win the prize, Ken. Good job.
A swarm of bees can take down an elephant.
And I don't know if she heard what, if you heard what I was driving at a few weeks ago. My opinion is that if they really start beating on you in court, start filing criminal complaints against the judge, the prosecutor start to tie them up, and find out who
yep.
wants their job.
Right.
It's not
yes,
justice,
yep.
in the end will be politics. I sent you my case a while back, Eric. and they recognized me as a pro-site.
Listen, I did not receive it yet. Try it again. Here's my emails. And make sure you got it right now. Here it is. It's Eric.
Yeah, I did.
E-R-I-C. Well, let me repeat it for everybody else, too, in case anybody else wants to reach out to Eric the Freedom Screamer. My email is Eric, E-R-I-C, then the name Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. That's my middle name, E-R-I-C-H-U-G-H-E-S @NY@Yahoo. The dot comes before the NY. So people, if you want to, Ken, try it again, buddy, because I don't think I've been looking at my email, and I haven't seen anything from you, I don't think.
Okay.
I'll look again.
Yeah, I had somebody else that had a problem. Yeah, my server is over in Australia. Maybe that has something to do with it. My email starts with TV Tech.
Okay, no, I didn't receive it. Australia blows.
Okay.
They're the biggest disarmament queens in the world. They stole the guns from their people after some bogus setup shooting have here. So I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of Australia. Try to find something reliable.
I know. It's only because I use Opera for a browser for the last 15 years. I don't get hacked like a lot of people do. But anyway, the thing with Wiener is that there's something else about Wiener. Are you aware that his mentor is Chuck E. Cheese Schumer from New York?
Yes.
Yeah, and right. Chuck Schumer, the Freemason. Schumer, the Freemason. Yes, I do know that.
He's not free, Eric. You have to. His favorite saying is, come on, I need you to max out.
Yeah, I know. The free part is only for them, not for us. But we're going to try to fix that. But we're going to try to fix that here on the RBN Network with Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Wes. Thank you, Chance, for calling in tonight. We appreciate your guys' input. Great callers. Thank you, Lori Anderson. Look at Lori Anderson on her Google Plus, LORRI. Two R's and Lori. Lori Anderson. You'll find her on the internet. She does great work. Thanks, Lori. And we also want to thank Gary and Chris for joining us tonight. Thanks to all our listeners. Support the network, won't you, if you value this broadcast and all the other ones. Are you telling me you don't get $1 a day worth of satisfaction out of RBN? That's 20 a month. Put a $20 bill in the mail each month to RBN. When you pay your phone bill, throw $20 in towards Truth in Media. And we'll see you tomorrow night once again on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric again, and thanks for joining us. Have a good night.